I have a big book to show you. It's a book that I got lately, and it's called Sacred Places of a Lifetime. The 500, this is brought out by the National Geographical people, and the photography in it is marvelous. It's meant to pick out, looking at the whole world, to pick out the 500 most inspiring places. Not necessarily the most beautiful, but inspiring. Not Christian, some of them are Christian, but going way back before the time of Christ. And it's there's a lovely introduction to it, which I want to read to you, because I think it says a lot about places. You're living in a place, and you're working in a place, and you're cooperating with other people in a place. But the place can affect you as well as you affecting the place and those who work in it. This man, he's the editor of the whole thing. His name is Keith Bellows. I'm not saying you should buy this book at all. It's because of the preface that I brought it along. But it is a book worth dipping into. And if you had 35 or 40 euro, if nothing else to do with it, you could very well purchase it, maybe. This man says, I am in southern India, sitting before a wizened man who cannot be younger than 80. He has spent an hour examining my eyes, my feet, my hands, my breath, and, as he says, my spirit. And he said to me, you need work to balance your body and your mind and your intentions. This happened 6 years ago. I didn't understand what he was talking about. I do now. Our world is so busy and full of duty, so full of commitments, to-do lists, traffic jams, lost time, and the endless cycle of balancing home, work, and self. Yet as life's pace has quickened and become more complex, we yearn for something deeper, more transformative, more reflective. Something that slows us down. We spell slows, SLO-O-OUS, or OWS. In other words, the very word is meant to slow you down. Give us pause, allows us to collect our thoughts, so the body and mind can catch up. Our essential spirit drives us to tap the sacred, the forces, symbols, icons, and beliefs that have touched and guided humankind for centuries. You could say that the goal is inner peace, a talisman against the complexity of modern times. This book, Sacred Places of a Lifetime, brings together the ideas of the mind and the ground beneath your feet. It's a book not about spirituality or religion, but about those places that channel the wisdom of the ages of far-flung cultures and unique perspectives. This book explores the new magic, magnetic destinations that have the power to change and move you, to alter your view of the world and your life, to empower you to continue with the forces of nature and the rhythms of the body. Travel is more than a journey of paces and spaces. It should also move your spirit. And he says, he finishes up by saying, as I reflect back on my visit to India, I realize my journey has just begun. You can start yours from here.